اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل
فرج. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again with Brother Ali Nasser, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Brother Fawad Haider. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Everyone is fine? Fawad?
Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So, welcome, brothers. So today, inshallah, we'll talk about Ayah 26 of Surah Ali Imran on page 20. On page 53, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 53. So brothers and sisters, I really recommend you, if you have your Quran with you, please turn to page 53, ayah 26 of Surah Ali Imran. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ till the end. Okay? We will have a short explanation, and after that, we'll start our tajweed class, inshallah. We'll practice the ayah with important tajweed rules. So, everybody, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah first. Then we'll come again and continue our class.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير.
Superb. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Nice. I will read and recite this ayah. Make sure, inshallah, you listen carefully and repeat. Brothers and sisters, if you hear us, please stay with us till the end of this session and listen to the recitation and practice, inshallah. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let me read once. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء. We have تشاء a lot, okay? Which means Allah wills, if whoever He wills. بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Are you ready to recite?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء.
قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء
وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء
بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير
بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Say, O Allah, Malik al-Mulk, Master of all sovereignty. So, Master of all power, Master of all governance. Okay? تؤتي الملك من تشاء. You give power, you give governance to whomever you wish. And you get it, you strip it, okay? This governance, this power from whoever you wish. From whomever you wish. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ And you make mighty, you make powerful whomever you wish. And you abase abase whomever you wish. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ All good is in your hand. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ And indeed you have power over all things. Yes, Fawad? So, this ayah talks about important points, inshallah. We'll mention some of them. Allah is the all-powerful, right? One of the attributes of Allah Almighty is Malik al-Mulk, Malik. He is the owner. He is the owner of every single thing. He is the owner of the all-power. So, one of the attributes of Allah Almighty in Tawheed is?
Malikiyya.
Malik. In Tawheed of Malikiyya, in Tawheed and ownership, okay? Oneness in oneness of Allah Almighty. We have oneness in ownership also. So He is the only one who owns everything. And also we have some of the attributes of Allah Almighty in Tawheed in attribute. We have Qadir. Allah is Qadir. Yes, Allah has the all power. So whomever He wants to give power to, He will. All right, but it's not only about. It's when we say He wishes. Whomever, it means based on his wisdom, based on his hikmah, based on some reasons, okay? He doesn't give just without any reason, give power to everyone, okay? And people will say, why you didn't give me? Why did you give him power? Why you didn't give me power? Okay? So everything Allah Almighty does is based on hikmah. We should not forget this, okay? We should not forget this. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ Allah Almighty make someone... powerful in the community, give someone position in the community. It's just because of some reasons. Okay, maybe it's the reasons are good because of something good he has done, or because of just a test, an exam, a test for him. Okay, he gives position to someone. Okay, he makes someone, for example, he is just a normal teacher. Okay, he is like promoted to a higher position. He becomes like the principal. He becomes the manager. Okay? Sometimes it is because of he really deserves. Sometimes because Allah Almighty wants to test him. Is he really hardworking? Does he really deserve this or no? Allah Almighty knows. Just Allah Almighty wants him to understand himself. Alright? So, these are these things. Sometimes Allah Almighty gives us tawfiq to do something. Also, don't forget that it's just a test for you also, okay? Be careful to use the best advantages, okay? Of this time that you have, the tawfiq that you have.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
So guys, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, to learn more about, okay? We couldn't explain more because we don't have much time. So, the very important tajweed rules, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ قُلْ اللَّهُمَّ. It's like this, قُلْ ends with lam, which with sukun. قُلْ اللَّهُمَّ, okay? قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ. You put a kasra on lam and read because there are two sakin letters, right?
Yes.
Hamzatul Wasl is, of course, sakin.
Yeah.
Next letter is lam. Lam is also sakin. So, qulillahumma, two sakin letters meeting. Okay, you have to put a kasra on the first one. Read. Qulillahumma. And the word Allah. Because of this, you pronounce the word Allahumma with a light sound. Allahumma. Qulillahumma. You have a kasra. Right? If you didn't have the word qul, you would recite the word Allah. Allahumma. But you have this now. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. It doesn't have very difficult tajweed rules. مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ تِي الْمُلْكَ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ. Just skip that mad sound. Also skip Hamzatul Wasl. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ. Not تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ. Not longer sound. Short one. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ. And let me tell you. تَشَاءَ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. Right? مَن تَشَى نُون ساكين plus تَ
إِخْفَى
إِخْفَى. The all the words here. مَن تَشَى وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّن تَشَى إِخْفَى وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَى وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَى. One إِخْفَى rule. Hide the sound of نُون in all of them. Okay, produce a nasal sound. Two counts. So, that's it. And also تَشَى the مَد. Is that wajib or jais?
It's wajib.
Because Hamza and Alif Mad, Tasha, Alif Mad, and Hamza are in the same word. So all the Tasha word we have, all the word here we have, Tasha, 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 four I think we have, yes?
Yes.
Four Tasha. So all the Mad are wajib. They are the same. Mimman Tasha, Man Tasha. Stretch the sound for six counts. All right?
Yes.
That's it. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ تَنْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ plaza.
إخفاء.
وتعز من تشاء وتذل ذال. Pronounce it correctly. من تشاء. صلاة tells you it's better to continue. You can stop also. بيدك الخير خير. You can stop here also, but صلاة tells you it's better to continue. إنك نون مشدد. Produce a nasal sound or غنة sound.
Yes.
That's all. And two counts also. على كل شيء قدير. كل شيء تنوين plus قاف.
إخفاء.
إخفاء. But إخفاء with a heavy letter. كل شيء ق. Produce the إخفاء sound, okay? As if the listener understands there is قاف. كل شيء قدير. Alright?
Yes.
قدير. Ra has a light sound. That's all. We mentioned, alhamdulillah, the important tajweed rules. They were very easy, yes? Tasha'a, two rules. Ikhfa and mad wajib. So, in four other examples, we have this. So, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us in this Quranic session. We really recommend you. If you want to learn Quran with tajweed rules, inshallah, to recite it well and correctly, please stay with IRB English Radio. And thank you so much. We really recommend you stay. So, we'll see you in the coming session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools for cooperation. Hassan Hussein Fawad, Ali Nasir. If there is no question,
No.
Thank you so much, brothers, for being with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان